There is a cost of discipleship, a cost for trusting in Christ Jesus for our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Jesus warned his disciples, "I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you." Those who are faithful to God, who trust in His word, in His promises above all things, can certainly expect to be rejected by the world. God's word clearly says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, which is a message that we do not want to hear. We like to be in charge. We like to rely on our own abilities. God's word takes that ability from us. Although God's word also tells us of His grace and mercy, that in Him we have the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of life everlasting, our sinful flesh does not desire to listen to the gospel. Therefore, those who proclaim the truth of God's word are often shunned or marginalized. Those who trust in God's grace and mercy need to be strengthened to withstand the attacks of the world. Therefore, the church prays, "O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth whom you promised from the Father." May our Lord grant us faith to witness the truth, even if that witness comes with persecution and rejection. Amen.